At the Alltech Global 500, one of our presenters is Peter Kerr. And Peter, you spoke to crisis communications, for example. We're certainly in a world where in the agricultural sector, dairy, beef, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of misinformation out there, things that do happen that have a real impact on these people doing their business. What kind of message did you have for them here today?
You're exactly right. There certainly is a lot of negativity that really has no foundation. Our agricultural industry is working its best and doing some great things, and I wish people would get that message out. And one of the things I had to say is that when you have a lot of negative media attention, you also have an opportunity. So a crisis brings opportunity, and that opportunity is to get out the positive messages as well. The thing is, a lot of times, what the ag industry is up against are people who are slick, people who understand the way the media works, and who have their sound bites and messages prepared. The only way to really combat that is for the ag industry to do the exact same thing. They need to have their messages ready. I think that in the end, often the truth wins, but the truth has to be championed. And in this case, I think the ag industry has the truth. They are doing really phenomenal things, both to increase food production as well as to ensure the health of the food and traceability and in many different areas. So what we have to do is create sound bites and messages to get those out. So today I had a lot to say about how anytime you have a crisis, you have danger, but you also have opportunity. What we need to realize is deal with the danger, but then focus on how you can make it an opportunity to sell the good things you're doing.
I loved one of the things you pointed out was, yes, have this message, but today we've got tools to create your own delivery mechanism for those messages.
That's right. Today, it used to be that only somebody with a printing press could actually get out a mass message, but that's not the case anymore. And even up until just 50 years ago, it was only those who had a lot of money who created their own television or radio stations. Today, we all have our own printing presses. It's called the internet. And through social media, we have the capability of getting our messages out there and even dominating the talk by getting out enough messages that have enough details and background. One thing to realize, though, is how to deliver those messages. Often what we find is people in the ag world aren't really up to speed on how to get into the blogosphere, how to get into social media, and how to use it to their benefit. But I think that there's a great opportunity here, and I really encourage people to get in there and show this world that the agricultural industry is doing some great things.
Well, I think there is a real need. I've done it. It's come up in a couple interviews I've done to, as it's been said, get people to be reconnected to where their food comes from. And that's part of the opportunity here. Any final thoughts in terms of let's say I'm a farmer out here. Mm-hmm. I know I need to do something, or maybe I actually do have some attack that comes in on me. Mm-hmm. On a local community level. Are there places that they can turn to get help in how they might respond to those things?
Absolutely, and that's what I'd encourage people to do. What we cannot afford is people to say no comment and not even show up or stand up for their side. What we have to do is have people who are trained, willing, and able to fight the war of words that's going on. And those local farmers, they can actually turn to public relations companies. They can turn to my company is actually a communications company, Kerr Communications. And this is what we do, is we train people how to talk to the media. So there are definitely some good resources out there that can help them. And let me give you a tip, too, before we end here today. What we have to do during a crisis is accept with honesty and integrity whatever is going wrong, and then talk about what you're doing to fix it and the future. The media are predisposed to talk about the future. So what we want to do in those crisis situations is accept the negativity and then immediately start talking about how you're fixing it, where you're going, why it happened and you couldn't prevent it, but what you can do to prevent it in the future. So it's very important that we have people who are well-trained and skilled to start defending the agricultural industry. And I think in the end, the agricultural industry will come out on top.
Wonderful. Great advice. And really enjoyed your presentation. And thanks for taking a minute to talk with me here. We're at the Alltech Global 500. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.